Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were lower in all three categories. December corn closed at 404 and a half, down 7 1/4. Now, the lowest price we've seen since the first part of February, so about 45 calendar days. This is the lowest level. If the market continues to make new lows, hedge funds will likely decrease that long position. They're long a little over 200 million bushels at this point. So they'll probably get out if the market continues to make new lows. November beans, also under pressure, down 13 1/4 cents at 954 and a half. Most traders will look at the November beans and December corn and compare the two, trying to figure out what kind of acreage numbers we will get on the next round of USDA reports. But they're below the moving average as well and making the lowest levels we've seen since the first part of February. Wheat, same thing, under pressure there as well. July Kansas City down 6 3/4 at 543 3/4. Chicago July was down 6 1/4 as well. Looking at the chart on that July Kansas City, we've been rallying the past 4 or 5 trading days, but we're still below the average. And with hedge funds extremely short, nearly 300 million bushels, if anything positive happens, they'll likely cover those positions, and it could possibly drive futures higher.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The biggest driver affecting not just grains but all commodities is the U.S. dollar index. It's getting a lot of attention here is the fact that it's making new highs and has been on a steady rally for the better part of a year now. Going back to last spring, the market almost goes up every single day, and it's only accelerated over the past 10 or so trading days since the middle part of February. It's above a dollar, and of course, anytime the dollar goes up, commodities are under pressure, or exportable commodities are under pressure, because they're more expensive to other people around the world. So that's pretty negative across the board for commodities, gold, silver, crude oil. Anything that we produce and export here in the United States. It's also interesting to note that next week we've got an FOMC meeting where they'll talk about maybe some interest rate policy. If any changes happen there, that could also change the landscape. And then on Monday, we've got the NOPA crush report. For soybeans, it's expected to be 148.4 million bushels. It's 162.4 January, 7 for January. That would be the lowest in September, but for February, it would be a record.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. And recapping your markets, April live cattle down 152 at 154.27, June down 135 at 145.27. April feeder cattle down 167 at 211.22, May down 220 at 209.72. April lean hogs 20 lower at 62.10, May down 82 at 71.42. In the grain markets, May Kansas City wheat down 7 1/4 at 5.39 1/4. July down 6 3/4 at 5.43 3/4. May Chicago wheat down 5 1/4 at 5.02. May corn down 8 at 3.80 1/2. July down 7 3/4 at 3.88. May soybeans down 16 1/2 at 9.74. July down 16 at 9.78. May cotton down 72 at 60.50 and July down 71 at 61.19. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.